Hello everyone, this is Steve Hadcock with Cornell Crop Extension, a senior resource educator with Extension, talking about crop insurance today. And joining me is John Fitzpatrick with Crop Growers LLP, a crop insurance agent. So welcome, John.
Hello, Steve.
Thanks for joining me. And today I want to talk a little bit about what would happen if a farmer feels that they have suffered enough of a loss that they need to file a claim. How would you outline, or what would you suggest, or do you suggest to a farmer the process for going through filing a claim?
A producer has 72 hours after they notice damage to report that notice to the agent. So the direct line would be to the agent to contact as soon as they notice any kind of damage. Even if there's a freeze event and you can't really notice the damage, it's still advisable to contact your agent immediately, because you never want to be in a situation where you've put in a notice too late, because you could be out of a claim if you do that. So if there's any hint, there's any idea at all of any kind of loss, the first thing you want to do is contact your agent. Once you contact your agent, the agent then contacts the insurance company that you're with and puts in that notice to them that there's a potential loss of the crop. Within 48 hours of the agent notifying the insurance company will reach out to the producer to get more details of what kind of damage that they're seeing or what kind of event happened that there's a potential loss. So they contact the producer, they have a discussion with them, and put a follow-up date for a later time, which is closer to harvest, that the adjuster would go out to look at the crop. So you can have two types of losses. One would be a production loss, one would be a quality loss. So with corn and soybeans, for instance, generally you're looking at a production loss, whether it's wet weather or dry weather, or any combination of different weather events that reduce the production of the crop, the adjuster would need to go out and look at the crop and determine, okay, yeah, we can see that some kind of weather event resulted in a loss of production. With apples and other perennial crops, you may have a quality loss, and that would be from a hailstorm. And primarily, that's what you're looking at, is from a hailstorm that would also reduce the quality of the crop, and therefore a loss of that crop as well. And very important, when you're looking at a quality loss, the adjuster has to see the crop on the tree or the vine before they can issue any kind of claim. They have to see that, they have to identify the quality loss and note that before that crop is harvested, because once the crop is harvested, the insurance ends on that crop. So it's very important that the adjuster be able to see that beforehand. So once the adjuster has been out there, once the crop is harvested, then that's when the adjuster and the producer would get together again and finalize the numbers to determine, okay, did you have a loss sufficient enough to trigger a claim? Because there is a deductible, and that's a percentage of your average history is really what that deductible is. So you have to fall below that percentage of your average history of production. And that's at the end, that's when you would finalize those numbers to see, okay, are you in a claim situation, or will a claim not be paid on this crop?
So what I'm hearing you say, that even, so one nugget that I heard you say was that if even, let's say that apples are good, but it could be something else. But apples is a good example, because we're both kind of in apple country, that if there was hail or something that affected the quality, okay, that happens, say, in June, but we won't know for a while whether the apples are going to be marketable or not. So what I'm hearing you say is that if you think an event has happened that would damage the production or quality of your crop, that's when you really need to get a hold of your crop insurance agent, not wait until you're ready to harvest.
Yes, absolutely. So that everybody's on board that this crop needs to be looked at right before harvest, and that's when they're really going to do the appraisals and look at the crop. So yes, it's very important. You could always withdraw a claim if you think there's damage and you put in a notice and it ends up not being any damage. Then you could withdraw the claim and that's fine. But you don't want to be in a position where the damage has occurred, you've harvested halfway through the crop, and then you notify the insurance company, and you can be too late at that point. So very, very, very urgent that you contact your agent immediately when you think there's any kind of damage at all.
Okay. So, I mean, again, because we're in apple country, it's easy, that example about quality, but any field crops or any other crops that come to mind that also might be something to be monitoring quality-wise, maybe not necessarily yield-wise?
Wheat is the one that comes to mind. That is a crop that is susceptible to toxins, vomitoxins, mycotoxins, and the adjuster would need to get out in the field and get samples that have to be sent to a lab to determine the level of the toxins in that crop. So a producer doesn't always necessarily see you can't really see the toxins in the crop, no matter what, they have to be sent to a lab. But from a claim standpoint, the adjuster would have to be the one, the adjuster from the insurance company would have to be the one to take the samples and send them to the lab. The producer cannot send them to the lab themselves. And sometimes they'll do that, and they'll at least they'll get kind of a preliminary number of what they've got for toxins, and then the adjuster will come in later and get those samples and send them in. But only the ones that the adjuster pulls are the ones that can be used for a claim. So if there's any weather conditions that tend to bring out the toxins in a certain crop, again, it's primarily wheat, then the insured or the producer would need to contact the agent, get the agent in touch with the insurance company, and get the insurance company in touch with the producer so that the adjuster can be out there and take those samples that they need. So from a row crop standpoint, wheat is primarily the one where you have quality issues.
So, I mean, we're also kind of here talking about weather or weather-related events. So does the farmer need to do any tracking or documentation of any weather events at their place, and submit that along with the claim that they're giving to their crop?
They would want to do that. Yeah, absolutely. And what's nice with the technology we have today, the insurance company can go back through various locations and they can get a history of weather that has occurred, a hailstorm, for instance, and they can go back a month or two prior and find, oh yeah, there was a hailstorm that came through here to verify what the producer is saying as well.
Okay. And I'm thinking of rain too, like with the wheat example, does a farmer have to say document that, yes, we had, you know, X inches of rain during July or whatever, and submit that to the agent as well?
They don't necessarily have to track the quantity of rain for every day, you know, within their operation. They just need to say, yeah, we've had a lot of rain. And then the insurance company can verify that through weather data. But they do need to put that down as the cause of loss, as the reason for maybe having these toxins in their crop. The exact quantity would be determined by the insurance company.
So hint or alluded to record keeping. When somebody's gonna, and we kind of danced around it now, what records would be important for a farmer to provide their agent? First of all, after they've notified him, but actually comes down to the point, yes, I do need to file a claim because I did suffer yield or quality loss, so I feel I'm entitled to a claim. Anything special or anything, what kind of records will help streamline or make that process easier?
The adjusters will be looking for their spray records and the timing of their sprays and the inputs that the producer bought for their crop, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, all of those things, to make sure that they're following good farming practices. So they'll need to have those records available from a claim standpoint to the adjuster. If the insurance company needs to do a review of prior year's history, then they would need to have their sales invoices available for the last, at least the last year to start, to see, okay, you said last year you produced X amount of production, and you need to show us the records to prove that, yeah, last year this number matches. And they need to be within 5% of what they reported. Otherwise, they could be getting assigned yields, which could reduce the amount of the claim that they would get. So for the current year, they'll need records of what their inputs were for the crop. For any prior years, they would need their history of production and their acceptable records to go along with that production that was reported.
Okay. And what kind of examples would I know it can be lengthy by crop, but in general, do you have any general things that will be acceptable as production records?
Generally, when you look at row crops, it's going to be the sale of the crop, and it's going to be the invoices from the buyer of the crop. That would be your third party record, so to speak. And those are the best records to have available. If you're feeding your crop, corn silage primarily is what we're looking at to cows, then you would need feeding records by day of what you're feeding those animals from the time that crop is harvested until the crop is gone and the next year's crop goes in. And when you're looking at apples, again, third-party records are really what you're looking for with a commercial operation, but a lot of our operations in the Hudson Valley are direct market, and they're selling their crop, whether it's pick your own or whether it's through the farm stand. They need to have daily sales records of what is sold to the public every day, the amount sold, the amount received, and they have to have that for every day the crop is sold.
Okay, great.
Those are the primary records that you're looking at.
Okay. So this is all great information and a good highlight of what is necessary. To wrap things up, any kind of take-home message that you would want to share, John?
Record keeping. Extremely important, more important now than it ever has been, especially when you look at the Apple policy. They put in certain requirements, newer requirements that have to be met, and you can't do enough record keeping with all the crops, but primarily apples at this point. We've seen more of a change in apples because there's a high loss ratio and there's a lot of claims that have been paid on apple policies. So it's very important for all crops, but apples especially, that you're keeping acceptable records for them. Records and notifying your agent immediately when you notice any kind of damage or a potential for any future damage, such as a freeze, because a freeze, not only will it reduce your production, but for apples, a freeze will misshapen the fruit and you'll reduce quality that way as well. So you'll have, number one, a light crop. Number two, you're going to lose quality on whatever crop you have remaining. So notifying in advance, can't really do it in advance, but immediately upon any kind of thought of any kind of damage, notify your agent.
Right. And another example of that, of hail, it, for example, it came to mind. Well, it could be vegetables. You know, hailstorm hits a vegetable farm and damages their crop. And I've seen corn, you know, field corn, or it could be sweet corn for that matter, where you basically have a stalk standing up in the air. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
There are a lot of crops that are, so to take home message, a lot of different crops are damaged by weather, you know, sudden or acute weather events, and reporting earlier than later is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And even with the whole farm policy, that policy covers the revenue from the various crops. But even if those crops get damaged, because eventually you'll see the loss of revenue from those crops, but even when the crop is damaged, contact your agent immediately. It's the same with the whole farm policy as it is with the crop policy.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, John, for taking time to talk to us about filing a crop insurance claim. Hopefully people who will listen to this will find it useful when they, God forbid, that they have an event that they have to file a claim for, but hopefully you've made that process a little easier for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, take care.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This material is funded in partnership by USDA Risk Management Agency under award number RM17RMETS5202402020.